A Haitian gang has put a price on the lives of 17 missionaries taken captive in Port-au-Prince. $17 million. The ransom amounts to $1 million for each of the 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children captured by a group called 400 Nawazo as they were building an orphanage. It's a risk Haitian missionaries now face daily.
It is like living in a war zone. You don't know when you're going to get shot at. You don't know when you're going to get kidnapped.
That is a very real concern here in Ohio, where many in the religiously conservative Amish and Mennonite community consider it their Christian mission to fund advancements abroad, even as many of them live much as they did in the 19th century. The ransom demand is a drop in the bucket for an organization that brings in $130 million a year in donations from around the world. But now Christian Aid Ministries has an ethical decision to make. Do they pay it and risk funding the kidnapping machine in Haiti? Or do they refuse and risk the lives of the missionaries they sent there? At the White House, President Joe Biden is getting updates on what is both a crisis for the missionaries' families and a criminal case.
The FBI is a part of a coordinated U.S. government effort to get the U.S. citizens involved to safety.
Armed gangs have stepped up their campaign of kidnapping, extortion, and sexual violence across large parts of Haiti. U.S. officials say they've been trying to help the government cope with the problem.
We realize what a priority this is for the people of Haiti, and that's why we have provided funding to the tune of $312 million in assistance over the last decade alone to strengthen law enforcement and capacity of the Haitian National Police and to maintain peace and stability throughout the country.
Even so, U.S. citizens have been repeatedly warned against visiting Haiti because of the violence and instability. President Jovenel Moise was assassinated in July, and an earthquake struck in August. U.S.-based Christian Aid Ministries is just one of dozens of religious groups doing work in Haiti. Some are now asking whether the U.S. should send in troops to rescue the missionaries, or whether the United Nations needs to expand its peacekeeping operations in a nation where hostage-taking is now, on average, an everyday occurrence. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Millersburg, Ohio.